Hello, I'm Rosemary Crick with the BBC News. There's been a large explosion at an industrial gas plant in southern Nigeria. Media reports say dozens of people have been burnt to death, with some reports putting the number of dead at 100. Abdullahi Kaura Abubakar reports from Abuja.
It is not clear what triggered the blast at the factory making gas for cooking and heating. But eyewitnesses say the explosion caused a huge fire that took firefighters and residents several hours to put out. Police authorities have confirmed the incident, but are yet to give the number of those affected.
Afghan officials say the military has recaptured key government buildings in Sangin town in an operation backed by US airstrikes. But the officials added that they were still fighting Taliban militants in other parts of the district. There's been no response from the Taliban on the government's latest claims. The group had earlier said it was still in control of Sangin. The district in the southern Helmand province is one of the main centres of cultivation of opium poppies, the chief source of revenue for the Taliban. President Putin has announced that Russia will build a series of nuclear plants in India over the next 2 decades. He said work on the first 2 reactors was now in preparation. Mr. Putin was speaking at a joint press briefing during talks with the visiting Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi. About $7 billion worth of deals are being signed during Mr. Modi's trip, many of them defence-related. The US victims of the Iran hostage crisis of 1979 will finally receive compensation. Yusuf Taha has the details.
A US bill passed last week awards each of the 53 hostages or their estates up to $4.4 million. That's equivalent to $10,000 for each of the 444 days spent in captivity. The money will come in part from a $9 billion penalty paid by the French bank BNP Paribas for breaking sanctions against Iran. It follows a controversial deal between world powers and Iran over its nuclear program. But the agreement that secured their release barred them from making such claims.
For the first time, the leaders of the Greek and Turkish communities of the ethnically divided Mediterranean island of Cyprus have issued a joint televised holiday message. Meta Sirica reports.
The Greek Cypriot president, Nikos Anastasiadis, said he hoped the new year would allow Turkish and Greek Cypriots to live peacefully in a reunited country. For his part, the Turkish Cypriot leader, Mustafa Akinci, wished peace, serenity and prosperity to all Cypriots in 2016. Since his election in April, Mr. Akinci, an independent leftist, has made it a priority to find a peace deal after 4 decades of division. The unprecedented message, in which they both repeated their wishes in each other's language, comes before a resumption of peace talks next month.
World News from the BBC. US planes have carried out further airstrikes on the Iraqi city of Ramadi, where government forces are trying to dislodge the remaining Islamic State militants from the centre. Security officials said the bombing was intended to help clear the streets of unexploded munitions planted by the extremists. One person compared the streets of Ramadi to a minefield. A UN-brokered deal in Syria could see several thousand rebel fighters and their families, including members of IS, pull out of a district in the south of Damascus and around the Yarmouk Palestinian refugee camp. The deal involves agreement between rebel fighters and the government. It aims to make the camp safe again so that thousands of refugees still trapped there can receive aid. Flooding in Paraguay, Argentina and Uruguay has left 5 people dead and driven more than 150,000 people from their homes. In Paraguay, which has been the most badly affected, President Horacio Cartes declared a state of emergency to free up $3.5 million in relief funds. Several tornadoes have ripped through the southern United States, killing at least 10 people and injuring dozens more. Here's Laura Bicker.
The fierce spring-like storms mixed with unseasonably warm weather created a line of tornadoes across the South and Midwest. The worst-hit communities are still searching for missing people, and volunteers have spent the day clearing debris, which has destroyed dozens of cars, homes and businesses. The threat has eased for now, but thousands of homes are still without power.
The governor of California has pardoned the Hollywood star Robert Downey Jr. for drugs and weapons offences in 1996, following a request for clemency. Mr. Downey was convicted after he was arrested on a Los Angeles highway with heroin, cocaine and a pistol in his car. Mr. Downey, who stars as Iron Man in Disney films, is among 91 people granted pardons for exemplary behaviour. BBC News.